Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I'm Pastor George Pearsons. This is Pastor Terry Copeland Pearsons, and we are really, really excited about today's broadcast and what we're bringing to you. What a time that we are in right now, and what a message this is to preach.
You know, this is a time when the Bible is, it's coming to pass literally in front of our eyes, in our ears, all around us. And we should take confidence in that. That if God's word that he spoke several thousand years ago about these times are unfolding and coming to pass, how much more should we pay attention to him, but also be very confident that what he said to us, about us, for us, to do through us, that we can have a lot of confidence in that. And that's what we're talking about. You said that we're here for the believer's voice of victory.
Mm-hmm.
What we're talking about is being strong in the Lord.
Yes.
And that's what victory sounds like.
Yep.
It's strength.
It is strength.
It takes strength to be victorious, especially in times when Paul described these as hard times, hard to bear. Well, if the Apostle Paul says it's hard, it's hard.
Yeah, it is. And there's so many things going on right now. Elections and what's happening in our nation, what's happening in the world. And it just, the intensity of this is just growing more and more. And that's why, as believers, we have to take our place, we have to take our stand, we have to exercise our authority and not cave or give in to the pressures that are around us, either pressures that are on us personally in our lives or the pressures that are coming out from our nation. We are strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. You know, and all of these outlines, we're making them available to you. You need to go back and study them. Look at the broadcast again, kcm.org/notes. And everything we're talking about here, you can be able to access that. And so we're talking about this strength of spirit. It says in Proverbs 18:14 Amplified, "The strong spirit of a man sustains him in bodily pain or trouble, but a weak and broken spirit, who can raise up and bear?"
Yeah, if you don't have a strength of spirit, you won't overcome.
Yeah.
So this talks about bodily pain, which is, you know, of course, that's would include sickness and disease.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
also it says trouble.
Trouble.
So whatever the trouble is, it takes a strong spirit, somebody that's strong in the Lord to overcome, because just the natural world itself is not a favorable condition to live in all the time. But right now we have spiritual conditions that are coming to a fervent pitch, a fevered
mm-hmm,
pitch.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to be strong in the Lord or we just get swallowed up by it. Pastor, let's go through some of these things again, like we did yesterday. We'll just touch on some of the top notes of what we covered yesterday so we springboard right into continuing. First of all, we identified what a weak spirit looks like.
Yes.
It's good to recognize that. You know, you got to keep your eye on the gas gauge. Keep your eye on strength. Am I weak? Am I strong? Am I weak? Am I strong in certain areas? So one of the first results of a weak spirit is self-centeredness. We talked about that. A lot of people don't recognize it because we think too highly of ourselves. And therefore, since we think so highly of ourselves, the problem could not be me, when in reality, usually the problem is more with us than anything else.
Right.
So here's some signs. A lack of joy. You know, when people are saying to you, what's wrong? You okay? If you start hearing that all the time, well, look in the mirror. That may be the first place to look at the gauge is, what does your face say? To be discouraged or in despair, desiring to quit, victim mentality, which means it's their fault and they did it and it's the government, it's the world, it's the the Republicans, the Democrats, it's my mother, my father, my husband, my wife, my children, my neighbors, my friends. It couldn't be me. Constantly complaining, being all the way to a place of depression. And so if we don't catch those things, the devil will take us right down into a dark hole, which is where he wants to take you, and that's where the world is headed.
And we talked about these other indicators of a weak spirit, being indecisive, not knowing what to do, being confused about issues, lacking conviction, being double-minded. Should I do this? Should I do that? I don't know what to do. Being overwhelmed, sometimes even by the simplest things getting your goat, if you know what I mean. Being short-tempered, emotional, to a place of being out of control, anger and rage.
Well, your emotions are driving you.
Yeah.
Your emotions are, they're pushing you.
Right. Being jealous or envious of others, being fearful, panicked and worried, being stressed out and drained. I've learned myself over the years that when I'm physically tired, unless I speak the word, it's best that I not say anything. I just know myself, and I know that when I'm either tired or hangry, it's just good to keep my mouth shut or to speak the word. Speak the word only.
That's right.
So another indicator of being stressed out, drained, full of anxiety, or the inability to resist and to receive from God. So all of those things.
To resist the devil, to resist the flesh.
Yeah.
We're going to talk more about that later in the week.
Yeah.
But also when you're weak in spirit, it's hard to receive. You can even be doing things that look like faith, sound like faith. It's just not working for me.
Yeah.
When really,
yeah,
it's because you don't have the spiritual strength and energy to receive from God and to hang on to it and not,
yeah,
let the devil steal it,
yeah,
from you. Having a strong spirit is not a result of human strength or personality, because the Bible very clearly says in Ephesians 6, be strong in the Lord,
in the Lord,
and in the power of His might.
So good.
It's the Lord. It's His word. It's the fellowship. It's the Spirit of God. It's all the things that we've learned about in growing in Him and relying on Him. That's where our strength comes from, which we elaborated on,
yes,
a lot over,
yes,
the last 2 weeks. And so David said, King David, he said, by my God, I can run through a troop and,
yes,
leap over a wall.
Praise God.
That by my God. By my God, I can do it. And to be very watchful that you don't become prideful in your strength, because pride goes before a fall.
That's right. That's right.
Okay.
I was just thinking, I had this image in my mind of President Trump back when he was shot,
mm-hmm,
and shot in the ear and hit the ground. But when he came up, there was a strength, a resilience, and he lifted his feet, his fist, excuse me, lifted his fist. But I looked at that.
That's, I know.
And I got strength out of that.
I know.
I saw somebody
That's
else
true.
Who had been attacked, and he refused to give up,
That's
refused
something.
To quit.
Strength is contagious.
Yes.
Strength
oh, it
can
is.
Be shared.
That's good.
And we need each other.
That's,
you know,
right.
There's a strength. Jesus said, where two or more of you are,
yeah,
gathered together in my name, there the I am is, the
That's
great
right.
I am. And so there is strength in that, but we can't always be dependent on other people's strength.
Exactly.
Because then our weakness begins to drain them.
The source of our strength is God Himself.
That's
the
right.
source of our strength is the Word of God. And so we started looking at these indicators of a strong spirit. And here's the first one, assurance and confidence. And I'll just read this one scripture, 2 Corinthians 4:8-9. We're troubled on every side, yet not distressed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, cast down, but not destroyed. We, having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore we speak. Speak what? We speak the word of God. So that's the Apostle Paul with that assurance and that confidence, declaring that because of that inner strength, the strength of the spirit of man on the inside of him was speaking through him these very things.
You know, your words will tell you if your gas tank is leaning towards empty or,
yeah,
or,
yeah,
or is full. And you, it's a great way to monitor yourself. What is coming out of your mouth? And you have to ask the Lord, but also to help you.
Yes.
But,
yes,
you know, open your ears,
praise
and be
God.
Willing to hear yourself. You know, and some of these indicators of having a strong spirit, they aren't to discourage you when you say, oh, well, I'm not like that. No, what do? When we recognize these things, you may have more strength than you realize.
Mm-hmm.
So to say, oh, that's weak. By faith, I'm strong.
Yeah.
By faith,
yeah,
I refuse to be moved.
That's right.
When you find yourself pulling back, say, oh, nope, nope. By faith, I don't pull back. By faith, my heart is established. When you come to that point of, it's really decision. Which way am I going to go? When you're strong in the Lord, you can grab that right decision, that right choice.
That's correct.
But when you're spiritually thin, weak,
yeah,
the choice may be there, but you won't take that the strong path, because strength requires resistance. strength requires some stamina and standing. We've talked, we've referenced something that came, that happened some years back. And I can remember the flash, it just was a flash of a moment when the news came that I could choose. What am I going to do?
Yes.
And I look back on that, Pastor, and I can tell you, I chose to let it get to me. I didn't take the choice to say, by God, in Jesus' name, that is not going to move me. I will not be moved. I didn't. And it started a downhill slope that was, I mean, it was like falling off a cliff. But through all of that, we did what we had to. We fell back on our training, went to the Word,
put
the Word going in our ears night and day, coming out our mouth night and day, and doing other things. And through all of that, we came back on top, came out of it victoriously, but also made a decision. I'm never going to let anything do that to me again. Well, you can't just say that. That's where you start. But then we've continued to do what got us out of it. We've continued to do that so that we're prepared for whatever else comes.
Yeah, the stronger you are, the more heavy lifting you can do. And whenever the devil puts pressure on you, you react with that strong spirit to the place where you are completely free and resilient in your stand with God.
Yep. And nobody said being strong is easy.
Right.
It's not always. In fact, it's rarely the easiest thing to do to your flesh.
Yes.
But when you're strong in the Lord and you, I love being trained up in the Lord the way we have been because that training, I fall back on my training. And thank God for it. Okay, let me move along. Number two, established and immovable, Psalm 112. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. You can make that declaration.
That's
I'm
so
not
good.
Afraid of
so
evil
good.
Tidings. My heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. That's how you become established and fixed, is you practice and exercise trusting in the Lord. It's like turning the steering wheel on the inside. Nope, I'm going to trust the Lord. Nope, I'm not going to fear. Nope, I am going to, my heart is going to be fixed and established. It takes strength to say that, but in saying it, there is strength.
Yeah.
Okay. Number three.
Having a strong spirit prepares you for anything and everything that's going to come your way. It says in Philippians 4:13, I have strength for all things in Christ who empowers me. I'm ready for anything and equal to anything through Him who infuses inner strength into me. I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. So that's what having a strong spirit will do. You'll be prepared. You'll be ready. No matter what the devil throws at you, you can throw it right back at him. Take your stand and not move. Be established in the Word of God.
And you know, sometimes it takes strength to do what the Lord tells you. You know, he tell you to do something.
That's
and
true.
It does not bother him at all to tell you to do something that's impossible for you to do. That's what our dependency on Him is for. So we have to have strength to do what He tells us, but we also have to have strength to not do what the devil tells
us. Well, here's a good example. 1 Samuel 30, verse 8. David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? And the Lord answered him and said, pursue, for you shall surely overtake them, and without fail, you will recover all. So David was ready and raring to do whatever God told him to do.
So,
and I figured if God said, no, hold back, I'll take care of this, the battle is the Lord's, he would have obeyed him with that. But I think David secretly really wanted to get after those people.
He probably did. So here's where that's where we left off yesterday. But now we're talking about another indicator of a strong spirit is having an overcomer's attitude.
Ooh,
1 John 5:4 and 5, whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. And Pastor George referenced the scripture in Corinthians that says, we have believed, therefore we have spoken. You can't have faith in your heart, really, and release it unless your mouth is in agreement with it and saying those things. Romans 8:37, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. You know, being strong and knowing that God loves us, whoo, that is so foundational. And it gives you that overcoming attitude because you know, don't you know who my Father is? 2 Corinthians 12:9-10, he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you. My strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, Paul said, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities.
Yeah.
And the power of Christ will rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities or weaknesses. I take pleasure in reproaches. I take pleasure in the fact that I've got a need right here. Persecutions, distresses for Christ's sake. For when I'm weak, then I am stronger.
Praise
then
God.
I am yes. made strong. I am strong in His strength. So that's more or less a, okay, devil, whatever you throw at me, I'm not afraid of you. This
that's
is
right.
going to be fun because the greater one is in me.
Amen.
He's going to show up and show out.
Amen.
And when
Amen.
You get that confident in that, that attitude says, not moved by that. That doesn't bother me. We're about to rock and roll with a miracle right here.
Rock and roll. So this next one here, this is very important because I've had to develop this one over the years. In 2 Timothy 4, verse 5, in the Amplified Translation, it says, as for you, be calm, cool, and steady. Accept and suffer unflinchingly every hardship. Do the work of an evangelist. Fully perform all the duties of your ministry. So stay calm, cool, and steady. Now, this is something that Brother Copeland has taught me over the years.
Oh, I love that.
That when you're going through some kind of an attack or something that's going on.
Especially a sudden something.
And he tells the story about Ain Eiley. And Ain Eiley was in the hospital. Your dad was over at your mother's house.
His mother's.
Was that?
His mother's house.
Yeah, over at his mother's house. And Nani got a phone call and said, Aunt Eiley, you need to come down to the hospital. She's about to cross over.
Dying.
And she's dying. And so Brother Copeland told his mother, he said, Mother, make me some eggs. And she said, Kenneth, we got to go down there. We got to leave that right now. And Kenneth's response to that, what was rising up within him was the Lord was impressing him to go to a place called low, slow. Slow it down. Calm down. Stay cool. And so he began to go into that place. They went to the hospital. The Lord gave Brother Copeland a word from scripture for Aunt Eiley, and she got out of that situation and she was healed.
She not only was healed, by the time he got there, she actually was dead. but it just died, just passed away, and she was older, but he spoke those words of the Lord to her, and you know what happened? Her eyes popped open and she said, well, Kenneth, what are you doing here? So, and she lived several more years. I thank God for low, slow.
Yeah. And so we have to do that, especially when we're facing challenging situations. The response to that sometimes is you just get hurried, you get worked up. And I've just had to really train, we've had to train ourselves to just go, okay, whoa, slow down, stay cool. You're strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And that helps you to hear the voice of the Lord on the inside.
Sometimes you have to be low, slow to identify what's coming out of your spirit.
Well, sure.
And not just be speaking the word out of your head, but you've got to have your heart connected.
In Proverbs 7:27, it says, he who restrains his words has knowledge, and he who has a cool spirit is a man of understanding.
What's another indicator of a strong spirit? Don't give up and quit. Galatians 6:9, Amplified Classic, let us not lose heart and grow weary and faint in acting nobly and in doing right. For in due time and at the right season we shall reap if we don't loosen or relax our courage and faint. Hebrews 10:32, remember those early days after you had received light when you stood your ground in a great contest, and you stood fast in the suffering. Ephesians 6:13-14, having done all to stand, stand. Having done all to stand, stand. And that's important, having done all. So I've done all I know to do. Well, like Sister Copeland said, well, you don't know enough. So stand in what you do know, but then let the Lord teach you what more you need to know as you continue to stand.
Show me a person who has a strong spirit And I'll show you a person who is full of the joy of the Lord. And I'll show you a person who's walking in the peace of God. Joy and peace are indicators.
And they go together. You know, somebody that's really full of joy. And we're not just talking about a happy, giddy kind of, but joy.
Joy
that is our strength.
Yes, that's right.
And it just, you just can't, they're unflappable.
Yep.
That's what Paul said to Timothy, unflinching. Nope. I'm going to keep doing what I'm called to do and not be immovable. And I'm going to have this strength of joy on the inside, which gives us peace.
Nehemiah 8:10, the joy of the Lord is your strength. In Philippians 4, 6, and 7, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the result of that is the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. So peace is a masterful constraint of chaos.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. Okay. I like this. In Galatians 5, those with the strong spirit exhibit the fruit of the spirit. People that are strong in the Lord know how to walk in love, and they do in spite of the temptations to not. Galatians chapter 5 says, the fruit of the spirit, in verse 22, the fruit of the spirit is love, joy, peace, long suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. What is temperance? Self-control. Against such, there is no law. If you'll be walking in these things, then that the draining of sin, the draining of the flesh, you master that. You're in control of it. They that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and the lust. I mean, it doesn't get to talk. Your flesh doesn't get to talk all the time, and it certainly doesn't have final word. If we live in the Spirit, let us walk in the Spirit. What does that equal? Living in the Spirit, walking in the Spirit. That means fellowship and following.
Yeah.
We fellowship with Him, and then we follow Him.
That's right.
What we see in Him, we mimic. That's what Paul said, imitate, therefore. Be an imitator of God as dear children. So to be strong in the Lord and determining that is a great place to start, but that's not how you develop that strength.
Yeah.
But your spirit comes, developing your spirit comes from a life that's fully invested in the Word of God, fellowship with Him, and letting your daily delight be in listening to and following Him.
And what we have to do in our lives in order to maintain that strong spirit is to develop a life of prayer. And that's why I'm so thrilled to announce this book by Pastor Terry Copeland Pearson's An Encounter with Him. And in it, she talks about not only some of the things early on in her life, but also some very important principles to prayer that will keep you in a place, keep you in a strong place to where you face something and immediately you go to prayer and that prayer is rising up on the inside of you. You'll know what to say. You'll know what to do. And in this book, she takes us through those steps of how we can do that. This is very important.
It's not just formula, though. It's about fellowship. It's called an encounter with Him because every part of prayer should be an encounter with Him. And I think that this book will really be a blessing to both your fellowship in the Lord, but also to your faith. And so watch this right now to know how you can order yours. Hello, I'm Terry Copeland Pearsons. You know, everything I've ever taught or written about prayer over the years, including what you will read in my new book, can be traced back to my grandmother, Vanetta Copeland. Not because she formally taught me about prayer, but because she lived it and I watched it. There isn't anything Vanetta Copeland had with God that everyone else can't have. There isn't anything in God that's happened to her or to me that couldn't happen to you. My prayer is that you will launch into new places in the Spirit and that prayer will become for you more than ever before a living, life-changing encounter with Him.
Order An Encounter with Him, the new book by Terry Copeland Pearsons for only $24.95.
on kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395.
KCBC is where I built a solid faith foundation before I started my career.
With our busy schedules, finding a college with a close community and shared values was so important to us.
And we found it here.
At KCBC, I renewed my identity in Christ. I got a second chance and found my purpose.
I discovered my calling here at KCBC.
Immerse yourself in a community of family and faith here at Kenneth Copeland Bible College. Through practical and classroom education, get equipped with what you need for your next steps in life and ministry with faith, integrity, and excellence. Get hands-on ministry and outreach opportunities, discover new gifts and talents, and learn biblical education from seasoned instructors. Kenneth Copeland Bible College is here to help you find clarity of purpose in your life and ministry. Find your purpose, discover your calling. For more information, go to kcbiblecollege.org.
I want to read one quote from this book of Terry's. My deepest desire for every reader is that the spirit of prayer is both taught and caught. What does that mean?
Well, you know, there's some things about prayer that we need to learn because there are spiritual laws in the realm of the spirit, and that gives it structure and order. And that's where our faith comes from, is that it, those spiritual laws don't change. But to be caught means to catch the life, the vitality, yeah. the yeah. reality, the person of God, the person of the Holy Spirit, the person of Jesus, mm-hmm. and this interaction that we have with Him. And a lot of times that's caught. It's caught from being around other yeah. people that yeah. know how that to walk in that fellowship with Him, like I was with mm-hmm. my grandmother. Mm-hmm. But it also you can pick that up from reading after people. Then, yeah. you know,
You talk about Billy Brim in this book and
yes,
Lim Hammond.
And Lim and other number yeah. of other people yeah. that have influenced my life and have impacted my life just by being around them when they pray. And just watching the effects of their relationship, it's helped me to explore all kinds of things in God that I probably would not have yeah. come to on my own.
Yeah.
So that's what I believe the Lord has helped me do in this book, is to present things in a way that it's both taught, but at the same time, it's not just formula, it's fellowship.
Yeah.
So there are things that you catch about prayer.
Yeah, I like that. It's not formula. It's fellowship, not formula.
Not just formula. There's formula to it.
There's formula to it, but the fellowship is a
fellowship,
vital part of it.
Yeah, and without the fellowship, formula just becomes hard rules, and it doesn't produce much. But yet fellowship without the spiritual law can also be unproductive.
Praise God. So get my wife's new book.
Okay. You can go right there at kcm.org or the other information that's on your screen.
Praise so until tomorrow, you got to remember this. God loves you.
We love you.
And Jesus is Lord.
Let the Word of God build your faith. Kenneth Copeland calls KCM.org your study center. You can watch, read, and share faith-based content and teaching resources available to you free.